He could say, I am even all that I say unto you.
Mm-hmm.
His actions, his very person, never was in conflict with the words that he spoke. Perfect expression of his person. He was, in the beginning was the Word. He was the expression of the mind of God in his person here. I think we've all heard probably that in these consecutive messages, these seven, Laodicea flows out of Philadelphia. There would be no Laodicea until there was a Philadelphia before. They had kept the word. There was nothing that he censured there. And out of that condition, like he has nothing really, in a sense, to censure the Laodiceans in that way, except their lukewarmness and their thoughts of themselves. And we are rich, and yet we have need of nothing. That's the condition of those who know Philadelphian truth, only know it here, and are self-satisfied that they are the ones that possess it. We have the truth, but the truth doesn't have them. And that is here really the one point more on the word Laodicea. It's really democracy. That's what we have. By majority vote, Christ was nailed to the cross. The masses cried, away with him, crucify him. And that is the true principle. There's no brother used to say, it's democracy and its full-fledged outworking is mob rule. It's he who cries loudest gets attention. And that is really here wanting myself. They're looking within and they're finding in themselves satisfaction in themselves. That's a worse state to be in.
So we can move now to the review. He starts with, I know thy works. And this is a recurring theme in all of these letters. I know thy works. And he says that you are neither cold nor hot. The two extremes have their desired effect for the one who takes it. The one in the middle, the lukewarmness, produces no desired effect. In the cold, there's refreshment when it's hot. In the hot, there's warmth that's produced when one's cold. So there's some value that is brought to light in the two extremes. When there's something in the middle, there's nothing of real consequence or value. So he evaluates him and says, you know what, you're in this quasi-state of lukewarmness. And he says, my desire would be that you'd be either one or the other. But this idea of wishy-washy, living without clear focus on the witness to myself as a lampstand, as a testimony to me, that if you're indifferent to that, whether you're living in terms of righteousness and holiness, owning the supremacy and the preeminence of Christ, you're not even engaged in that. And he says, I wish you were cold or hot. And then he goes on to take up the next evaluation, and we can go through these, because you say they had a wrong perception. So they had they were not focused or centered on the call to be a testimony, to be a witness. They were indifferent to it, we might say. And then they had a wrong perception of themselves. And then the Lord exposes that perception that they had of themselves.
And I think it is, as in the name, as we have heard already of Laodicea, it is very real in the time where we are living. Because that what breed the idea of neutrality and tolerance.
Yeah.
And that's really the doctrine that we are being bombarded with. The idea of tolerance that comes out of neutrality. It doesn't really matter this way or that way. Everybody's entitled to his opinion because, after all, that's Laodicea, the right of the people. That completely take Christ off the picture. And what happened in Colossae, that's what the teaching seed was planted there. That Christ is really, really important, but There is other things that we could add to him. So it's the idea of tolerance of every other view, the idea of willing to accept anything and not just to be, because if you are you're extremist, if you go on either way. And what the Lord is saying here, that by not having Christ in his true characteristic, holding fast the head, really, that was the problem. The sad part is this. There are seven churches that are mentioned in Revelation 2 and 3. I wish they were eight. Because where is Colossae? I think they were the first one to go. They are not even mentioned at all. They were there geographically located, but they are not addressed. And I wonder, even when John was in the island of Patmos, that Colossae were gone. It's a very serious condition. When Christ is not held in his proper place, it leads to that. And this is what we see the fruit of it. And it's a very dangerous thing in our time today. This whole idea of neutrality and the doctrine of tolerance, where everything goes spiritually and morally, and we could see it around us.
But brother, we all know that in this system, the education system today, that when you go to school, that is what you are being encouraged to embrace. Mm-hmm. And anything else is considered to be, as you said, you're extremists.
Right. As a matter of fact, in the religious sphere, they are talking about tolerance as showing grace. Mm-hmm. And it's totally not. It's turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
Is it not true also that this expression, neither hot nor cold, would imply indifference? I think of that word too. Just simply not caring. It's not important where we stand on anything.
Right, I was thinking, how do you get to be lukewarm? You just sit out on the counter. It's like room temperature, right? Wouldn't you say? You take the temperature of whatever the atmosphere is around you. Essentially, that's lukewarm. Maybe there's a technical definition of what range lukewarm is, but essentially, that's it. To be cold or to be hot, it takes some energy to maintain something to have a cool temperature or to have a hot temperature. It doesn't take any energy to be lukewarm. You just sit out on the counter. You just take the temperature, the characteristics of whatever is the atmosphere in which you're living. So that's the characteristic of these believers. This is the characteristic we will have if we just let our surroundings dictate our attitudes towards things. And actually, we could probably link this with verse 16. The Lord says, I can't do anything with you. This doesn't mean, we should be clear, it doesn't mean you are no longer believers. I'm not going to spew you out of my mouth and therefore you're no longer mine. But it's that they're not, you know, in 2 Timothy, it says that if we're in the right condition, we are fit for the master's use, profitable for every good work. And there's many good works that hot water can be used for. There's many good things that cold water can be used for. We've mentioned that earlier. But they're not in the condition for being useful for the Lord at all. And so he's going to spit them out. He can't. There's nothing to refresh the heart of God. There's nothing to refresh the Lord Jesus in a lukewarm Christian or a lukewarm gathering of believers.
Just want to just add one other thought onto the lukewarmness. And we spoke of tolerance. But if we get a little cold and a little hot, mix it together, we get lukewarm as well. And so often we like to dovetail both things. Mm-hmm. Let's get a little bit of scripture here, and let's get a little bit of this over here, and then tolerate, you know. So just mention, so often we mix a little of each, and then it is just no good. It doesn't glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.